You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ooh. Hmm. We just finished the regular old morning show, and I just started packing up. I packed up all my stuff. Riggins goes, where are you going? We still have to do Extra Funny and Extra Funny and all that. And I'm like, ooh, I am trying to get out of here, y'all. Ooh, I am just not with it today. I am without it.
You would have walked right out.
Am. Yeah. I would have been gone. Gone. Been gone so long. My name is TJ. I am 54 years old, or as some of my brethren and sistren would say in the southeastern United States, 56 year old. You ever heard people around here say that, Ace?
Yeah.
Our old preacher used to say that.
Year old, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not correct, by the way.
And I have never tasted breast milk. My mama didn't breastfeed me when I was a baby. She said she liked me as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they didn't do that as much back then in that period, I don't think.
Breastfeed?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's like once they came out with baby formula, it was like a freeing experience of, oh, wow, we can do this now. We don't have to be tied down to, having a kid latched on all the time and whatnot. And then, the liberals came along after that and started talking about how much better the all natural stuff was. And then it became a reason for people to lash out at you publicly and shame you if you didn't breastfeed your child. They became violent about it pretty much. But back then, bottle feeding was kind of the popular thing.
Very common.
Now, and unlike just about every other man that I know who's had kids, I didn't taste it either after my wife had our kids. But I know a lot of guys who do, and they say, I just want to see what it tastes like. It's really, really sweet and, whatever. So you haven't done that,
Ace? No, I have not.
Not even this last time?
Not
with
even.
That young one?
Nope. Nope.
Ugh. She's so young, though. I figure hers is like chocolate milk.
Hasn't happened. Couldn't.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a guy in Florida. And, let me just give you the headline of the story. It's from the woman's perspective. And she says, I'm a mom who breastfed my husband. Now we want a fourth child so he can do it again.
Okay. Jail. Right to jail. We want a right fourth child.
Yeah, so he can breastfeed again. Yeah. She says the Florida woman bonded with her husband by breastfeeding him, just like you would a child, I guess, with a baby. You bond with your husband. And they've considered another child just so they can keep that going. Her name's Rachel Bailey. She's 31. Her husband's name is Alexander, and he's 30. So they have been grieving, quote unquote, grieving their non-traditional bonding methods since their youngest son stopped breastfeeding and Rachel stopped producing breast milk.
Get out of here.
Now, was it necessary to say breast milk? I mean, she stopped producing breast milk.
Grieving.
I just think that's a little bit redundant. Don't you think? Where else would she be producing milk? If she's producing milk from any other part of her body, then she needs to be at the hospital. Right.
Modern marvel of science.
It's crazy.
Since her youngest son stopped breastfeeding and Rachel stopped producing milk from her earlobes. Ear milk.
She got toe milk.
Quote, I was breastfeeding both my son and my husband, and then one day my son was just no longer interested in my breast milk at all. I continued feeding Alexander for about 2 weeks, but it was like my body knew that my son no longer needed the milk, and it was all gone. Well, maybe because a grown man was sucking it dry. Yeah. How about that?
Could be any number of reasons.
How about a 30-year-old, looks like a 200-and-something-pound man is going to consume more out of your bosom than a little baby will? They consider having a fourth child and blah, 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 blah. Ultimately decided they should look for other ways to bond. You think? he's bigger than 200 pounds. This dude's huge.
Really?
Yeah, he huge. Let's see. We realized that that was drastic action to take and a lot of work. So instead, we began looking for other ways that we could bond as a couple. We get up each morning at 5 before the craziness of the day begins, and we chat, meditate, and just breathe. Well, I'm glad they're breathing. Because, I mean, you can't bond with another person who stops breathing.
Amen.
Because they're going to be passed.
Amen to that.
They started some business ventures together. Why can't she just put milk in a bottle and cradle his head and feed him every morning if that's the bond?
Not the same.
It isn't the same. It's not the obviously.
Same. It's not the same bond.
So now I'm wondering if this is, I'm not wondering. I know that in my heart, but I have no proof of this, that it's a fetish. He had absolutely a fetish going there.
100%. Absolutely.
Because he's not in there just drinking milk and then saying thanks and then leaving. He's got to be, the bond has to be of a sexual nature, because there's no way that he's not, that doesn't turn sexual.
Parents.com calls it erotic lactation.
Oh. Yeah.
And they said it's totally okay if you want to breastfeed your spouse.
Of course they do.
Totally fine.
It's the same to me as when like one of them wants to dress up in a diaper.
Yeah, it's pretty close, yeah. It's the same idea, you know, treating like a baby. You know? But this is a little different, because even the ones that just dress up like a baby and want to be treated like a baby, do they insist on being, suckling at the teat?
I think if they're able to, they probably would.
Yeah,
probably so. You're a grosser phrase than suckling at the teeth.
Oh, that's in all of the romance novels.
Ugh, that is just vile.
Yep. You are correct, sir.
Ugh. He grabbed her with force and began to erotically suckle at her teat.
So.
Oh, my God, it's doing it for me.
Man. Now, okay. Just like with most of these types of stories that I see, or that I see on the social medias and all, people talking about stuff like this. Why you got to tell the world about it?
How did they go about telling the world? Was it, there's an article about it. Did they post it somewhere or something like that?
They had to have done it on the social medias or something, you know. And then these kinds of stories get picked up by tabloidish kind of things, and the New York Post always has a bunch of these.
Yeah,
but then they come back for these types of stories.
They had to come back though and interview them. Like, hey, we'd like to talk to you about this. They're like, oh, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just they pick up the deal. Let's see what else they do. We still have people asking me every day if they can buy my breast milk. Okay, you go. I have even had people asking if they can meet up with me so that I can breastfeed them too. Well, I bet they have. A bunch of preverts is what they're doing.
That's more devious and demented than like the husband wanting it, right?
Like I don't know. Stranger?
Well, bodybuilders buy. I know that's true. But wanting to breastfeed her.
From the faucet, you know.
To breastfeed by her, breastfed by her is weird.
I think it's one thing if your husband wants to do it. It's a totally different thing if some weirdo person wants to pay you to come over and do it.
But you said they've had a lot of requests from people asking them to make videos of breastfeeding him.
Yeah.
She said, but we never considered it, although I'm sure the money would have been nice. Well, then that's all that matters nowadays. Say, as long as you're getting paid for it, it doesn't matter.
That is actually true.
Making a ton of money at it. Yeah. You can't criticize them if they're making a lot of money. You can't argue with that. Rachel insists, though, that the breastfeeding was, quote, never a sexual thing.
Right.
For her and her husband. They did it because it was, quote, an amazing way for us to bond and share something special as a couple. End quote. Well, okay. Well, you know, there are other things you could use to bond.
You'll
as
find
a couple.
A new way.
But again, if this is what they chose to do and it's their thing, they don't get criticism until they jump out and tell the world about it. So obviously, there is a motive that they have. For telling the world. They're trying to get something out of it.
Absolutely. They're trying to get some videos going.
Yeah.
They're absolutely.
Uh-huh. When people see us in person, they're usually really nice and understanding about it, which is the main thing. We really miss the breastfeeding times that we shared, but we've found new ways to connect. Okay. So. Okay. Here, this is going to sound crude. But if that's the way to connect, can't you do the same thing just without the milk?
Yes, that's what I was thinking too.
You know, that's what turns it into a fetish, I think, is the milk part of it.
They could do everything the same, and it would be, you're right, 100%, I agree 100%.
You know, it's just like, drinking from a straw after the beverage is gone. You still reach over there every now and then and try to get a little something out of it, but to no avail.
See, I picture
but
her.
But then
like,
you can chew on the straw and do whatever.
But again, she's cradling him in her chest. It's
but she could do the same thing.
They could do they could do everything the same.
To me, that's just as weird. You're cradling him like his head right there, and you're feeding him a drink.
But what I'm saying is that if they're looking at it strictly as a bonding thing, and it's nothing sexual, nothing weird about it, then continue doing the same act. You just don't have the milk, and the milk is what makes it the turn on. Or else they could be doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, I don't see it any differently. That is as weird. As that.
I mean, I know it's all weird, but what I'm saying is there the way they're positioning it is that it's not a sexual thing. It's not a weird thing. They just bonded when he did that. So they can have the same bonding by doing something just as weird. You know,
yeah.
The act is still the same. You're cradling a 250-pound, looks like an NFL linebacker. God. I mean, no joke. I mean, this guy's, he is stout.
Oh yeah, that's a big boy. He's
oh, it's a brother.
Huge.
Yeah,
I 100% picture white guys, white people.
Really?
Oh, well, absolutely.
I did too.
Would have never
just
guessed.
Seems like a weird white person thing, doesn't it?
1,000%. That is shocking.
Possibly British.
Agreed. That's more shocking than the original story.
White people be weird.
Yeah, but I mean,
not in this case.
And then this is a still shot, Ace, of a YouTube video or something.
Of a YouTube video
of what? Maybe they, during their interview or whatnot, it's a video of them doing an interview, and they live in Florida.
Oh.
But what do you see in that picture that... Maylin,
New Orleans.
T-shirt says New Orleans. Yeah,
maybe where some of the weirdness comes from.
Take that back Louisiana. To Louisiana. Keep it out of Florida.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.